Hallelujah, Yahweh. He is so awesome. He is so amazing. Well, I am so excited that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and God hears us. Our prayers are effective. You know, the scripture tells us that. We know that because we know as believers, I'm sure y'all can all agree that God hears our prayers. He hearkens to our heart's requests. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that you've never had a prayer unanswered or that I haven't, but God is so good. He answers every single prayer according to his word. Praise God. He's so amazing. You know, the scripture tells us in James 5:16, or the latter portion of 16, it says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And praise God for the imputed righteousness of Christ. We know that we're not righteous as in holier than thou. We're not even holy. So how could we be holier than thou? And I'm talking about on, you know, in our fleshly sinful nature. Now we are called as believers, having Christ's imputed righteousness, we are called to holiness. So praise God for holiness. We're called to be holy. We're called to be set apart. We're called to be separate from this world, sanctified into, you know, the master's work. But in our carnal, you know, in our natural man, we're not holy. We're the sinful nature, the righteousness of that is like filthy rags. So praise God that he's imputed unto us the righteousness of Christ, because Christ is really the only one that is righteous. He's the one in whom the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." He's the perfect one, the one without spot or blemish, the perfect Lamb of God that was an acceptable sacrifice. He stood in our place for death. He took our penalty that we deserve. And, you know, after he defeated death, and he said, "Whoever believes in me, that the Father will send the Holy Spirit." So for those of us who've received the Holy Spirit, we have the imputed righteousness of Christ. We've exchanged, and if you haven't done it, hallelujah, you can do it today. We've exchanged our filthiness, our filthy rags, for his holiness. So we have God's holiness. It's not wrong to say, "I am holy." It doesn't mean I'm haughty or prideful or holier than thou. It means I have Christ's holiness. How can I say that? Because I have the Holy Spirit. If you have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that means you're holy because you have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You're holy, is sanctified unto the Lord. I didn't say you were perfect, but you have the perfect one inside of you. Praise God. And God says, "Be holy as I am holy." So praise God that now we can come boldly before the throne of grace, knowing that because we're righteous and we're also in right standing with God, because we've been reconciled to him through Yeshua, through Jesus, because of what Jesus did and that blood that was shed on the cross. And he allows us to come before the throne now because the separation or the veil that was separating man from that intimate holy place, the holies of holies, was rent from top to bottom, making a way for Jew and Gentile both to come before the throne of God. Christ has given us access to come, and not only to come, but come boldly in full assurance of faith, knowing that our prayers are going to be answered. Because if they're prayers of the fervent, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, the Bible clearly tells us, in James 5, the latter portion of verse 16, it availeth much. Praise God. There's another translation that says it produces wonderful results. Praise God. We know God hears our prayers because he is faithful to hearken. God loves us and he loves his Son. And when he looks upon us, it's like he's looking at us through the filter of seeing his Son. He's seeing his Son's righteousness upon us. He's seeing his Son's beauty. You've heard about, you know, how certain people have rose-tinted glasses. Well, praise God. God has rose-tinted glasses for us. And it's the blood of Yeshua that puts the coloration. Hallelujah. Because his blood, his crimson blood, takes our sin and makes us white as snow. Hallelujah. Praise God for his rose-tinted glasses. He's looking at us through the beauty of who he's created us to be in Christ and for Christ. And he wants our prayers to come before him like incense. And we can faith believe and even know in our hearts and our spirits that our prayers are effective. That we're not just, you know, praying in thin air or just praying into the ceiling. No, we're praying to God in heaven above, and we're coming boldly before the throne of grace, fully persuaded, fully convinced that our prayers are going to be heard. Why? Because they're going to be in alignment with the word of God. Because when we're in right standing with God, we want to please our Father. We don't want to pray amiss or pray some selfish prayer. We want to pray according to God's will. Like Yeshua, Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Even when he didn't necessarily, you know, want to, you know, he said, if it be your will, or Father, remove this cup from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So even if, you know, we may want something or not want something, but we still have that, nevertheless, but thy will be done. Ideally, because our hearts want to surrender and submit to our Father. That's really what happens. Ideally, I'm not saying that, you know, we can't feel otherwise. But when we're in right standing, we will want God's will to prevail in our lives. We will want God's will, knowing that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, knowing that his ways are better. He knows best. He can see the end from the beginning. He sees the panoramic picture. So he knows what's best for our life. He knows who's best for our lives. He knows the journey that he's going to take us down. You know, I'm not saying that he's controlling our decisions, but as we yield to him, he will guide every step. He will even guide us with his own eye. So praise God, we can pray, you know, faith believing that God's going to hear our prayers. But this scripture also reveals to us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that means, that's revelation to us right there in the scripture, that we need to pray passionately and effectively. You know, Yeshua prayed fervently. He prayed earnestly. He prayed with, you know, great, great groans. And, you know, we're to pray wholeheartedly, genuinely, seeking God, seeking his will, you know, expressing ourselves, letting our hearts really just be released and yielded unto the Lord. Not just, you know, haphazardly praying, or I'm not saying that like if we pray, you know, on the go, that that's minimizing, because it's not. You know, we can pray authentically and genuinely from our hearts wherever we're at. So it could just be, you know, a whisper of a prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we're in right standing with God, it is coupled with the passion, because we're longing for him. We're longing for his will. We're longing for his truth and his perfection to be in our lives. And so, and the scripture clearly tells us to pray without ceasing. So we are to pray on the go and pray, you know, as we go. But we're also to pray intently with our whole heart. And a lot of times, you know, that does mean praying on our knees or praying, you know, in isolation or you know, and also praying corporately. But my point is praying passionately, where we don't have a ton of distractions. We can really just get with God and come before him and pour out our spirits, pour out our hearts before him, intercede for others, stand in the gap for others, cry out, you know, let, you know, like we're that bottle that's spilt out before him. We, you know, we bring our alabaster jar and we pour it out. We spill it out and we take our tears and wash our Messiah's feet, you know, and wipe with our hair. You know, we give our whole selves to him, surrendering at his feet, surrendering before him, coming before him wholeheartedly, so that he can be totally in control of every aspect, every situation, every circumstance. And you know, when we're walking with God, we know that our prayers are availing because we have that intimacy. And God wants to bless us. He wants to hear our heart's cry. He wants to meet our cries. He says, if you, being evil, having the, you know, sinful nature, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does the Heavenly Father want to give the Holy Spirit? And want to give good things to his children. God will bless us. He blesses us. He gives us everything we need for life and godliness. He wants to bless us. He says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So when we're, you know, walking in that right standing, seeking God, walking in the spirit, not in the flesh, walking in obedience, walking by faith, not by sight, walking in that righteous imputation, that righteous revelation that Christ has given us, walking in the Holy Spirit, when we're doing that, our prayers are going right into the ears of our Father. Praise God. You know, we don't always have to yell. I'm not against yelling. Praise God. I love to be loud and lift my voice. Hallelujah. Like a trumpet. Shout to the Lord, the scripture says. So it's wonderful to be able to, you know, exalt our voice unto the Lord because he's worthy. He's worthy of volume. He's worthy of magnification and he's worthy. But you know, when we're walking in that right standing, that intimacy with God, he's so amazing that he even, you know, he even like answers our thoughts. He's so amazing. It says it in scripture, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. It's like, you know, you see people that are really close to each other. Like sometimes I see couples and they're just really intimate and they're just, you know, in a store or something, but they're really not even talking loud. They're kind of whispering to each other. And, you know, you can just tell the intimacy. It's almost like they can, you know, read each other kind of, they don't have to talk loud. They just kind of know each other's nuances and know how they communicate. Well, that's how it is with our Father. We just whisper a prayer. He's so close to us. He's enveloping us. His presence is with us. Our prayers are availing. They're going right into his ears. Even when we whisper, even when our hearts, you know, cry out or groan, even with our, you know, prayer language, however we're praying, God is so close to us. He's so intimate. He's answering our thoughts even. You know, God wants to give us the desires of our hearts. And sometimes we just think things and praise God, there it is. We see it. God brings it to us. He's so awesome. Our prayers are effective. They're powerful. God hears. God answers. God's going to answer your prayers. Don't ever let the devil tell you that he's not. Because you know what? God knows the desires of your heart. And if you trust in God, he's going to answer. And if some reason that he doesn't answer exactly what you prayed, I know that he's going to give you something better than that. Because our daddy, Father, he knows what's best for us. But he wants to bless us. He wants to please us. He wants to please us in the sense that, you know, it's not like, it's not in the same aspect. Like we want to please him because we're accountable to him. He doesn't have to please us in a sense of being accountable. But he is faithful to his word. And he does like us to have joy, unspeakable, full of glory. And God wants to bless us. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He loves to bless his children in the same fashion that a mother or father loves to bless their children on the earth. Even greater, greater fashion, praise God. So I just want to encourage you to keep praying, keep pressing in, keep, you know, serving God, knowing that you're coming before him boldly. You don't have to come and, you know, in worry or doubt or wonder if God's hearing you. He's hearing you. If you're in Jesus, if you're filled with the Spirit, God's hearing your prayers. He's going to answer in due time. He's going to answer. You're going to see the results of those prayers. You're going to see the harvest of those prayers. You're going to see the blessing of those prayers. See the answer to your heart's cry. God is faithful to answer your prayer. Keep standing, keep believing, keep knocking because of your importunity. Keep praying. He's going to rise up and answer your prayer. Your child's going to come back home. Whatever it is that you're praying for, that you're longing for, it's going to happen. That door is going to open for you. You're going to get that job. God's going to make a way where there is no way in your life. Things are going to happen. They're going to shift. They're going to turn around for you. They are going to turn around. And all these things may not apply to you specifically, but something does, something will. God's going to hear your cry. I don't necessarily know it, but I know that God is faithful. He's faithful and he's going to answer you. He's going to come through for you. Whatever it is, God knows what it is. He's going to answer, but keep praying. He says, because of your importunity, because you keep asking, he's hearing you and he's got the right timing. But keep pressing in and don't ever let the enemy put any doubt or fear or you know, to try to tell you that God's not hearing your cries. The answer's at the door. Hallelujah, it's coming to you. So rejoice, keep praising him, pray and just thank him and thank him and thank him for it because it's coming forth. Hallelujah, in Yeshua's name. Praise God. If this message blessed you, you can go to A Great Reward on Facebook. Please like the page. And also, there's a Shop Now button where you can purchase a book called The Recompense of a Great Reward That's Worth Dying For. That book is about suffering for Christ, that it's worth it in this life and in the life to come. Have a blessed day.